welcome to the Walk of Faith podcast channel, your host, Mr. C. It is my pleasure to have you on today, being the host of the Walk of Faith podcast channel. I pray that you had a blessed day today. I pray that you've been having a blessed week also. And happy Easter. I come on late, but I pray that you had a very good Easter. That is the day that our Lord in Jesus Christ rose so that we may have eternal life. As he bore our sins upon a cross, despising the shame, so that me and you will be able to have hope and to have eternal life. Amen. Today, I want to jump right into this topic. It is the power of prayer, a lesson from the biblical heroes. As we dive into the profound significance of prayer in the life of a Christian, as we explore the lives of remarkable individuals in the Bible, we witness how prayer serves as their anchor in the midst of a storms of life. Today, children of God, we will draw inspiration from the lives of Abraham, Daniel, Hannah, and Esther, and we will learn an invaluable lesson of how the power of prayer will change your life. Let's begin with Abraham, the father of faith. In the book of Genesis, we read about Abraham prayed for guidance as he embarked on a journey of being so obedient to God's calling, leaving his family in a far land and going where God wanted him to go. Despite all of the trials and tribulations, Abraham trusted in God's promise and sought divine guidance through prayer. His unwavering faith and prayer not only led him to the land of promise, but also paved the way for the fulfillment of God's covenant. As we move forward, let's reflect on the life of Daniel for a bit. Daniel turned to prayer for protection and deliverance. Despite the decree prohibiting prayer, Daniel remained steadfast in his devotion to God, kneeling before him in earnest supplications. Through Daniel's unwavering commitment to prayer, we witness God through his words, how faithful he was by delivering Daniel from the den of lions. Daniel's story serves as a powerful reminder in our lives how prayer transcends earthly circumstances and invites a divine intervention in our lives. Now let's shift our focus to the inspiration story of Hannah. Despite facing the heartaches of barrenness, Hannah refused to lose hope. Her prayers offered up in faith caught the attention of the Lord Almighty. In due time, God answered Hannah's prayers and blessed her with a son, Samuel, who would play a role in Israel's history. Hannah's unwavering faith and perseverance in prayer teaches us today the importance of trusting in God's timing and his sovereignty, even during impossible situations. Finally, let us focus on the courage of Queen Esther. Confronted with the threats of danger, Esther turned to prayer as her source of strength and courage. Recognizing her dependence on God, Esther sought God's guidance and favor as she approached the king to plead for her people. Through Esther's courage, acts, and prayers, God orchestrated a miraculous deliverance for the Jewish people, showcasing his faithfulness. Esther's story serves as a testament to the power of prayer, embracing us today to face adversary with unwavering faith and boldness. In the lives of Abraham, Daniel, and Hannah, and Esther, we are reminded of the profound impact of prayer in shaping the course of history and transforming lives through their unwavering faith and prayer. These biblical heroes experienced a divine intervention, guidance, and deliverance. Their story inspires us today to cultivate a deeper relationship with God through prayer, trusting in his faithfulness and sovereignty in every season of our lives. And may we, like Abraham and Daniel and Hannah and Esther, approach the throne of grace with confidence, knowing that our prayers are heard and answered by the one who holds the universe in his hand. We have to have faith in God's willingness to answer. Prayer serves as a powerful channel through which we communicate our deepest desires and concerns and needs to our Heavenly Father. As a Christian, we have to ensure that God is not only capable of answering our prayers, but he is also eager to do so according to his divine will. Our faith in God's willingness to answer is grounded in his promise found throughout the scriptures. Jesus himself assures us that, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you." Therefore, when we approach God in prayer, we do so with unwavering confidence, knowing that he is a faithful and loving Father who delights in responding to the heartfelt cries of his children. However, child of God, it is important to understand that God's prayers, he answers prayers, may not always align with our expectations or desires. At times, his response may be different from what we anticipate, leading us to griping with disappointments in our lives, and we become confused. But yet, even in such of a moment, our faith remains anchored in the unchanging character of God. We trust that his wisdom far surpasses our own, and his plans are always for our ultimately good and his glory. The relentless in times of unanswered prayers. While we rejoice in the countless instances where God gracious answer our prayers, we must also acknowledge the reality of unanswered prayers. Sometimes we pray for a specific outcome in life only to be met with silence from God and apparently rejection from God. In these times of uncertainty and disappointments, our faith is still put to the test. However, child of God, even in the face of unanswered prayers, we must find comfort in the assurance that God is still sovereign and faithful, just as Jesus Christ prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will," but what did he say? "But your will be done." We too must submit to God's perfect divine plan, trusting that he knows what is best for us, even when we cannot comprehend his ways. Moreover, our experience of unanswered prayers serves to deepen our faith and dependence upon God. They remind us that our relationship with Him is not solely based on the fulfillment of our desires, but on a genuine and unwavering trust in His goodness and sovereignty as we persevere in prayer, even in the midst of apparent silence from God. We are strengthened. We have to stay strong in our results to seek God will above our own, knowing that He is always at work orchestrating His perfect plan for our lives. As I close, prayer helps nurture our faith in God's willingness to answer and sustain us through times of unanswered prayers. As a child of God, we approach God with confidence, knowing that He hears and responds to the cries of His children. God, He says, He is far from the wicked, but He hears the prayers of the righteous. But yet we also acknowledge that His ways are higher than ours, and His answer may not always align with our expectations. Nevertheless, our faith must remain steadfast, anchored in the unwavering character of our Heavenly Father. And may we continue to cultivate a deep and abiding trust in God through prayer, knowing He is always faithful, even when His answers seem beyond our understanding. Amen. And I hope that you got something out of that lesson, that no matter how things is going on in our lives, God knows what's best for us. See, we pray for cars, we pray for homes and money and all this other sort of mess. But one thing that we do need to pray for is one another. We must pray for one another for the changing of our hearts, because Christ said we need to love our neighbors as ourselves. So many people in the world today only think about themselves. They're selfish, they're cruel, but they want to pray for all of these material things instead of praying for a change of heart, to remove the anger, to remove the jealousy and the anger and the hatred. Some people carry hatred in their heart all the way to their grave. They will still be mad at someone, and they are 6 feet deep living in their grave, and you are still on earth walking around with envy still in your heart, and this person has passed on to be with God Almighty. We have to change. We have to pray. Pray for one another. Pray for your family. Pray for your mother. Pray for your brother. No matter who's in your family, they might be strung out on drugs. Don't push them away. You pray for them. You pray, and God will hear your prayers, and God can do anything. There's nothing too hard for God. God can change any situation around. If He changed me around, and if you are listening to this podcast, He has changed you around. Because we all have fallen short to the glory of God. Amen. And I hope that you got something out of this, and I pray that this inspired you to be able to have a stronger walk today, the next day, the next week, and throughout your life until God get ready to call you home to be with Him. And I thank you for listening. I ask that you share this episode with others. And I thank the ones that's overseas who has been listening to this podcast. Shout out to you, and shout out to everyone that has been listening to this podcast. If you need prayer, if you need just a word encouraging word, give me an email at walkoffaith51@gmail.com. And also, if you are in the Cleveland, Ohio area, Mentor, Palmer, Strongsville, it doesn't matter, give me an email, and I would love for you to come worship with me on Sunday mornings. It doesn't matter what you wear. It doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter if you have been strung out on drugs and you think people will look at you funny. But let me tell you something. Everybody that comes to church is sick. They all need to be healed from something or something. They might not be on drugs. They may be an alcoholic. They might not be on an alcoholic. They may be a drug addict. Who knows? Because everybody that comes to church is there for a reason. It's like a hospital. You're coming there to get your soul healed. And when your soul get healed, you can walk out the front doors of the church and go spread the herald to someone else. That means the good news. You can spread the good news to someone else. We want to save lives because so much is going on in this world. We need Jesus Christ. And if you have not given your life to Jesus Christ, I pray that you do, because time is winding down. But we don't know the hour, the time. The angels do not know what time or when Jesus Christ is coming back. So I pray that you let the Holy Spirit nudge and pull on you and minister to you to give your life over to Christ. Remember, you do not have to have it all together to give your life to Christ, because you are a sinner. I am a sinner. We all make mistakes, but thanks be to God, when he looks at us, he doesn't see the sin. He sees Jesus Christ's blood that is covering you. And when he looks at you, you are righteous through Jesus Christ's blood. Amen. So if you confess with your mouth and you believe in your heart that God raised Christ from the dead, you shall be saved. I encourage you to read Romans chapter 10, 9 and 10. Read it. Think about it. Read it daily and watch how the Holy Spirit can nudge you and lead you to Christ, where you can have victory and where you will not fall short of the mark. Amen. I love you all, and I will pray for you all. Thank you for listening. And you know what we do on this channel. We count down to three and we say, God loves you and so do I, and we have never seen each other faces before. Amen. But we love each other as sisters and brothers. Amen. 1, 2, 3. God loves you and so do I, and I never ever seen your face before. You are my brother, you are my sisters, and I love you, and I'll see you. Bye.